Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, boys. I promise not to slap you around.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. I get enough.
Does that go for both of us or no?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
No, thanks.
That's well said. You just walked out of Jim Schwartz's press conference. What did Jim have to say today?
Yeah, obviously a lot of conversation surrounding Myles Garrett. The Tennessee Titans coming to town with a rookie quarterback in Cam Ward, number one overall pick, but has taken a lot of sacks. Also susceptible to fumbling the ball. And so with Myles Garrett, 4 sacks shy of the official record. Of course, a sack wasn't a stat until the early 1980s there, but, he's 4 away, and it seems strange to say, but yet it also feels normal. Like Miles has a chance to set that record on Sunday. So, it could be a very interesting day, but, if we were just having a nice conversation about, Bubba Baker's record, I think it was in 1978 of 23, but isn't officially recognized. Should that count and whatnot? And look, I'm of the opinion that no matter what Garrett does, he's going to obliterate the record. So, I don't think that there's going to be any debate over who the rightful record holder would be. Obviously, Michael Strahan and T.J. Watt are considered the official record holders at 22.5. But I think Myles Garrett's going to blow through that before this season is over. So a lot of conversation about how many times Cam Ward's going to be eating the turf at Huntington Bank Field on Sunday.
First of all, I laughed there for a second because Jeff said Jim Schwartz, and it sounded like he said Jim Shorts. I don't know why. I thought that was funny. I don't know why. This is silly, stupid.
Yuck,
anyway,
yuck, yuck.
Yeah, anyway. By the way, you talk about Miles. He is the defensive player of the month in the NFL. Yeah. And Kyle Schwechinger is the defensive rookie of the...
You mean Carson Schwechinger?
Carson, sorry.
Yeah. Speaking of people that can't get names right. Okay, here we go. Let's...
It was really good. So Daryl and I did Brownie Bites for a long time, and now it's over. So that'll be the last one Daryl does by himself. Sorry, I said Kyle. No, but my point
is...
That's
what you get for dropping a shorts on me.
Oh, I can't wait till Sunday because you better not get one word wrong. So listen, my friend, that you have 2 of the most talented players on defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you have 3 wins. To me, I read that press release today and said, look at this. We have 2 great defensive players, one who's a rookie, and we can't win games.
Yeah, but you know what you don't have?
A quarterback.
You don't have a quarterback. Yeah, until you have that, like, it doesn't really matter, right? It matters, you know what I'm saying, though, as far as the win-losses go, right? For as great as Myles Garrett is, you're right, generational talent, but isn't enough to impact the scoreboard, and that's unfortunate, right? You had a generational left tackle in Joe Thomas, same thing. He couldn't run the ball, couldn't catch the ball, right? Couldn't throw the ball. So, and I'm going to throw a 3rd player in there. I'm going to throw Grant Delpit in there. He was their Walter Payton Man of the Year as well, and going to be the team's representative for the league award. I think he's a really I don't know that he's a great player, but I think he's a really good player. And really developed into a really good player. So that you've got and Denzel Ward, but let's throw him in there too, right? They've got four really good to great players on that side of the ball. And it's no secret why this defense has been able to play for the most part as well as they have this year. It's just unfortunate that the offense has it doesn't have that type of talent on it. And hasn't been able to hold up their end of the bargain, play the complimentary football that Kevin Stefanski, we hear him talk about all the time. That's the tough part. And then the defense gets put in these bad situations like we saw last week. They gave up 20 points on short fields because of special teams and, the offense not being able to move the ball. So, if Browns fans are like looking for something to root for and cheer for, well, there's a lot to root for and cheer for on the defensive side of the ball because they've got some really great players there.
If you're a coach, is there a reason to worry about the outcome of this game? Andy and I were talking earlier in the show. It's 3-8 against 1-11.
Yeah.
But if 3-8 loses to 1-11, does it do damage to the coaching staff and its possible future here in town?
It would behoove them to win this game. Now, I'm not saying that their future hinges on that. This is just me talking. You asked the question, Jeff. I'm just giving you an answer from my perspective, right? And this is not a game that they should lose on Sunday. Now, I felt the same way about the New York Jets, right? And we know how that played out. Also, Dylan Gabriel was the quarterback, and that explains that. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They should not lose this game on Sunday. You look at what he's done, completion percentage is sub 60%, right? 7-6 touchdown to interception ratio. His rating is around 75. He's been sacked a ton, 48 times for well over 350 yards in lost yardage on those sacks. I mean, we've seen it here, so we know what that's like, right? But when I'm combing through game notes and things like that, and I see those like 48 sacks, like it's like, and we still got five games to go. I mean, he's going to be sacked over 60 times in a season. And again, that's why we're sitting here talking about, by the way, Myles Garrett could probably have four sacks without even trying on Sunday and set an all-time NFL record. Well, and four sacks in the game is just insane. But Miles has done it twice this year. He's had, three, four games with three sacks in them, right? I mean, that's just where we're at. But, looking at this Titan offense and how they have struggled this year, this is absolutely a game that the Browns should win. Tennessee has scored just 170 points this season. Now, I say that Meanwhile, the Browns, well, they're 16 points better at 190 points scored this year. So I'm going to guess this won't be an offensive shootout Sunday down on the lakefront.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter, brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I don't mean this in a funny way.
Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
Just no, I really don't.
You need to do what Shador Sanders does, Jeff, and just let it rip.
I hope to see that, by the way. Is there a wide receiver on this roster, Daryl, who you think actually can become a top-notch NFL wide receiver, or are you?
No.
Okay.
No, no. That entire room needs to be blown up this offseason.
There's not even a one that you think, yep, like him a lot.
I'm not interested in any of them. Just I'm not.
Daryl, I was afraid you were going to say that. I was hoping you could give me a little optimism about the guys in there, and thank you.
I got good news, Jeff. You're going to be able to do at least another 200 shows in 2026 talking about the lack of wide receiver talent for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, it's been a recurring theme for me over the years.
That's why I said
I know.
It. That's why I said it, man.
We've been saying it since Jarvis Landry.
You know, there's some free agents coming out this year, Daryl, and you know, I'm sure they'll try and bring in a couple of those guys, at least one, draft somebody, and you know, so I mean, it shouldn't be that dang difficult, but it, for some reason, is here in Cleveland.
You know, there seems to be a Grand Canyon gap between shouldn't be that difficult and the Cleveland Browns. So,
no argument here.
Am I wrong?
No, I can't argue with you in the least. Daryl, I'm very sorry to say that.
Daryl, you had a chance to sleep on Deshaun Watson and the fact that he's in the 21-day window. Have your thoughts changed? Did you hear anything different about where he might be going with this thing? Where they might be going with it?
No, and listen to Kevin Stefanski yesterday, listen to Tommy Rees today. Look, their goal is just to get this guy used to throwing footballs in a practice setting again. Like, that's the next step in this. It's great that he was medically cleared. It's great that he put all those Instagram videos out there of him going through the cones and doing the drills and whatnot on there. All great stuff, okay? Certainly not criticizing any of that, but, like, you know, this is a, you know, let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's let him go step by step, check the boxes as you go down the line. They clearly, for his health and safety, want to take this slow, but also, too, not to accelerate the process in a way that, you know, could have negative effects. So the impression that I'm getting is they're really handling this situation with kid gloves as far as his health goes. Yes, the Achilles is structurally sound. It's back in one piece. And, you know, he's done the rehab work, which is what led to him, I should say, getting medically cleared this week. But I don't get the sense that they are looking to fast track anything with him right now.
10 seconds. How's the shoulder?
Deshaun's shoulder?
Yep.
Stay
tuned. Stay tuned.
Yeah, I mean, kind of hard to tell when, you know, I see him throw like four passes in 15 minutes.
All right,
you know what I mean?
Like, yep. Thank you, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.